Well, here I am again. It's a real beautiful night tonight. It's very, very cool, and for a change, it's not raining. It hasn't been too hot during the day, although pretty soon comes a real hot and dry season. As you know, they only have two seasons over here. It's either hot and wet or hot and dry. And we're in towards the end of the wet season, and pretty soon comes a dry season. The fellows tell me that the dust here, especially on the roads, gets about a foot thick, and it gets real light and fluffy, and the air looks like it's smoggy. It's just so full of dust all the time because it gets so dry. It's hard to believe that it gets that dry and that we're at really in a jungle, but some of the fellows have said that it went 3 or 4 months without a drop of rain falling. I'm certainly not looking forward to that. We have our operating rooms partially air-conditioned. By partially, I mean that when it's real hot outside, it's very hot in the operating rooms. The reason is that we just don't have enough power to run air conditioners. They have generators, not electric, but gas generators that run and make the electricity to run all our lights, and air conditioners draw so much electricity that they can't run very many of them. We got a new commanding officer about a week ago, and he's already started pushing to getting, as I said before, our hooches fixed, and they're going to build a couple of new ones. Pat doesn't stay in the area where we are. He lives temporarily in an actual ward that was converted into a BOQ, which stands for Bachelor's Officer Quarters. But within a couple of months, they should have some new ones, new hooches built, and he'll be moving into one of those, I'm sure. Ruth, I'm sure that one of these days I'll be calling you. As I wrote you in the letter, I'm not sure what the telephone number is. I think it's 887-8819. But you have to wait about 2 to 3 hours to get through on a phone, and I hate to wait 2 or 3 hours and then find out that I'm calling the wrong number, especially in that I'll probably be calling about 11 o'clock at night, or 11 or 12, so that I can get through to you at about 8 o'clock in the morning, so I hope I can catch the boys before they go to school. I think that would be better than calling in the evening and not finding you home. Of course, you know, when we talk over the phone, it's almost as bad as talking by tape, in that I say a sentence, and then I have to say over, then they switch the radio, and then you talk a while, and then when you end and want me to talk, you say over. It's just like using the kids' little walkie-talkies. Well, I can't tell you how much how nice it is now to receive letters just about every day, and I'm just sort of getting an idea of what's going on at home, even though it is 4 days earlier that it's happened. But you know, hearing every day and hearing what you do all every day, and just makes it feel like I'm almost there. Why don't you write me some of the things that the boys do and what they're doing and how they're doing in school and what they're learning in school, and especially how Gary's doing and how he's fitting in his class. Have you found out anything about the Indian guides? Do they still have the tribe? And maybe he'd like to go to some of the meetings. Of course, Gary, by the time I get back, you'll be, 8 years old, and it'll be time to start probably the Cub Scouts. And Jeffrey, when I get back, you'll be in the first grade, and we can start the Indian guides, and that ought to be a lot of fun. And we can go and we can make things like we Gary and I did. Oh, and by the way, Mommy wrote me on how good both of you boys are swimming, and I'm just so proud of you. I can't wait to see how good you're swimming now, Jeffrey. And Mommy tells me that you can swim down and touch the drain, and that's very, very nice. I hope on the tape that both you boys sing some more songs for me, because it's so nice to hear your voice. I've kept the tape that you sent, and I just keep playing it all the time. It's just like being home, hearing your voices. And of course, everybody's going to grow up in a year, and your voices are going to change, and I want to hear them when they change. I think we're going to have a lot of fun together when we get to Hawaii, if I ever get to Hawaii. By the way, Ruth, I guess I wrote you and told you, but I think the best idea would be to meet for leave in Japan in 6 months, you know, when I've been here 6 months, and that you can't go on leave to Hawaii, and you the reason being that it's very difficult to get flights to Hawaii. First of all, you have to pay your own way when you go on leave to Hawaii, and that costs about $400 round trip. Whereas when you go to Japan, you can usually catch an R&R flight because they're not always full, and it would cost nothing. The ones to Hawaii are always full and are very difficult to get on when you're going on leave. And besides, I've heard that it's an absolute rule that it's impossible to take leave to Hawaii. So that means I have to go R&R to Hawaii. And since I can't go for 8 months, I don't want to wait 8 months before going to meet you and to see you. If I did that, then I'd go at 8 months to Hawaii, and then I'd only have about, actually, 3 months left in country. And I'd be soon seeing you again, and then I'd be home. So I think it'd be best if you could come to Japan. I think it's only $700 round trip, and it'd be very inexpensive to stay there. That way I would be seeing you in about March, and that's springtime in Japan, and I understand it's just beautiful there, so that would be the best time to go. Of course, I'd sort of rather go in January so I can do some skiing, but you can't have everything. And then we could go to Hawaii in June with the boys when they're out of school. That way the boys wouldn't miss any school, and it would be summertime, and it'd be the best time, and I think you'd enjoy it more in Hawaii at that time. As I told you before, I think most of the fellows go to the Outer Islands when they're over there. Of course, you only get about 5 nights, but that's usually enough. Well, I'm to the end of the tape, so I'll end for now, and hope to hear you soon. I miss you all very much, and I hope you send the tape back soon so I can hear your voices too.